From Spark and Anvil and Code Realm, this is Order, in Chapter 1 of the Code Realm cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Order was the last of the Code Realm crew to arrive, the sixth member. Loop set it down carefully. It wasn't a fuzzy animal or a talking robot. Order was a small, flat figure that looked like a recipe card folded just so, with bold numbers down its front. 1, 2, 3, 4, each with a short line beside it. Order was a list of steps. "This is Order," Loop announced, speaking for it as always, since Order itself was silent. The others gathered close. Stash, the storage box. Fork, the branching sign. Trek, the looping track. Module, the one job box. Glitch, the gentle magnifying glass. All of them clever objects, not people, not animals. "Order shows us two big things," Loop said. "First, sequence. Second, syntax."
Loop picked up a shiny toy rocket, in pieces. "We need to build this. Order will help." She pointed to line one. "Step one, attach the rocket body to the base." She clicked the body onto the base. Perfect fit. "Step two, attach the fins." A kid named Leo grabbed a fin and tried to stick it on the nose cone. It wobbled, wouldn't stay. "Look at Order," Loop said gently. "Step two says fins. Where do fins go?" Leo spotted the slots on the body and snapped them in. "That's sequence. Step two can't happen before step one." She held up a tiny engine. "Step three, insert the engine." Leo tried the top. It bounced off. "Wrong spot. The engine needs the body ready first." He found the hole at the bottom. It clicked. "Some steps depend on other steps finishing first. Do step one, then two, then three. Top to bottom."
"Now, syntax," Loop said, pulling out a card like a recipe for sparkle slime. "Mix water, glue, glitter. Stir for 3 minutes. Add activator." She poured water and glue. Leo peered at the card. "It says glitter with a comma after glue."
"Exactly. The comma tells the computer that water, glue, and glitter are three separate things to mix. Forget it, and it might think water glue is one thing."
Leo added the glitter. "And see the semicolon at the end of the line? That tells the computer, this instruction is done. Move to the next."
"Now add activator," Loop said. "What if I wrote add activator with no parentheses?" Glitch buzzed softly, a small exclamation point popping above it. "Glitch says that's a problem. The parentheses are special brackets. They tell the computer activator is the specific thing to add. Without them, it doesn't know what to add." She added the activator. The slime thickened and shimmered. "Computers are very strict about syntax, punctuation, spelling, even how you indent. They don't guess what you mean." She held up a tiny screen flashing, "Error, missing semicolon on line one. See? A syntax error, and it stops, but it tells you exactly what's wrong. That's helpful. Better to catch the mistake early than let the slime turn into a rock."
"So Order's like a very picky recipe card," Leo said.
"Exactly. Sequence plus syntax."
Loop gathered all six figures. Stash, Fork, Trek, Module, Glitch, Order. "All of us are here now, and we're objects, not humans, not animals. We show programming ideas without pretending to be people, because programming operations are operations, not personalities. That matters." She looked at Order. "Order is sequence and syntax. Top to bottom execution. Punctuation matters. Steps encode dependencies. Not hard. Order matters. Read the steps." Leo let out a slow breath and grinned. The rocket sat there, whole and steady, the slime shimmering beside it. He felt proud and settled, like something that had been tangled and rushed and frustrated inside him, back when the fins wouldn't stay and nothing fit, had smoothed itself right out, one calm, numbered step at a time. That feeling,
When a jumble of instructions finally clicks into the right order and everything just works, that quiet, everything in its place calm is the reward order gives you. Slow down. Follow the steps. Feel it click.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to order. Released under Creative Commons BYNCSA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.